the Wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Well, Russ, Gucci Man says he's not guilty to charges of assault. That's what he pleaded yesterday. He was in court facing accusations that he struck a fan with a champagne bottle at a local nightclub back in March. Now, the victim claims he got popped just for asking Gucci Man to pose for a picture. After weeks of rumors, Fox Entertainment chairman finally addressed the American Idol issue. He blames the ratings decline on the age of the show, as well as some creative changes they made to the
and
format.
And that may be true.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. People like to see the crazies in the beginning. They took a lot of that out.
It's like they tried to get away from that.
Yeah, and that's what we know.
But
that's
it's
what
been
we
there, done that. They're, people are tired of, all right, we know somebody's going to be acting nuts.
No, that's what people missed. That's what he says they
it
did.
Wasn't
he
said there
they
had, this year.
Yeah, it wasn't. They only did like 1 or 2 weeks of that, and he says that might have been the issue. He also says next season there's going to be a few fresh twists. As for the judges, he says the show is probably going to return to a 3-judge panel instead of 4. Speaking of the panel, Nicki Minaj covers next month's issue of Teen Vogue, and in it, she says she can't be bothered by grown adults who treat the music industry like a high school popularity contest. She also gives teens really good advice about social media. She says if you're having a problem, there's nothing wrong with deleting your social media, because if people keep taunting you and you keep reading it, that is poison. Can we talk about Bobby V's sex tape? Who wants to see it? Supposedly, they want to see the video vixen that he's in it with, but he supposedly knew that the sex was being taped, but he doesn't know anything about it being shopped around.
Right. You know what? I have, all I can play is the sound. I'll get it to you. Let me pull it up while you finish.
Okay, good, good, good.
Okay,
the gown that Beyonce wore to the Met Gala has kick-started pregnancy rumors. Again, everybody says she wore that high-waisted dress to conceal a baby bump, and they say she wouldn't drink while she was there. Plus, she ordered $1,000 worth of chicken at a stop in Dublin the other day. Her tour isn't over till September. I can't imagine she would be on tour that pregnant, because if she is pregnant, she'd be like 7-8 months by the time her tour ends. I don't think so. Even though she's going to jail for 3 months on tax evasion, Lauryn Hill is working toward paying that tax bill off. She's performing in Brooklyn tonight, and she's going to perform her new track, Neurotic Society, live for fans. Did y'all know this? Prior to her sentencing, she managed to pay back more than $500,000 in those back taxes, so she did make some moves. These celebs better pay their nannies. Usher's the latest one being sued by a nanny who claims she didn't get paid any overtime. If you missed Eve, she's back. It's been over a decade since she released new music. She's got a new one out today called Lip Lock. It includes some collabs with some heavy hitters like Missy, Snoop Dogg, Chrisette Michelle, Juicy J, Pusha T. Great, I can't wait to hear that. You want to do it now? Let me tell you this real quick.
Yeah.
Two more stories. Wiz Khalifa says he is bothered when rappers insert religion into rap songs. He says it's a fad. Rappers don't really understand what they're saying or doing.
Tell him to shut the hell up.
Well, you know what? You know who does that?
Kanye.
Jesus Walks, and Kanye's got a new CD coming out that we think is called I Am God.
Right.
Lastly, Russ, what do you think about this? You have a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Jaden Smith reportedly wants something out of the ordinary for his 15th birthday.
What's that?
Freedom from his parents, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jay Smith.
You're under my control.
Jaden is asking for an emancipation because he wants to move out and live on his own at 15 years old.
I mean, he wouldn't be on his own. He have a nanny.
Do you understand how big their house is? Boy, go to the East Quarter.
Yeah.
Get your ass in the East Wing and be quiet. Are you serious?
Hey, this is really good stuff. I'm going to play it over this microphone, see if you guys can hear. This is the only way we can get it up.
Turn that down.
This is Bobby B's sex tape. This is the audio. Young kids might want to tune out for a second. Here we go. Let me see if I can get it here.
Oh, yeah, Bobby. Oh, yeah, Bobby. Oh, yeah. Are you almost there?
And I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What is going on?
That was Bobby B's tape.
That was like 30 seconds.
It was short, yeah. He was done.
All right. I'm afraid that's hot off the
wire. But he's still in that beat.